Good Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, rapid fire today. There's just too much to talk about on a Friday.
Absolutely. Fridays are tough days because everything accumulates from the week.
That's correct, and we're going to get through quite a bit here. First, disturbing headline. President Obama now says it's a possibility that the downed Russian jet was downed by a bomb.
It's beginning to sound more and more that way. Of course, the Egyptians don't like it because it means that fewer people will get to Sharm el-Sheikh and they need those tourist dollars. They also don't like the fact that their security system isn't working the way that one would think it ought to work. And of course, the Russians don't like it for some of the same reasons and for the fact that the airline is obviously not first rate and not doing what it should do.
From there to a major story today, which is already on the BBC. In a sweeping inquiry by the New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, he focuses on whether the oil company ExxonMobil lied to the public and investors about the risk of climate change.
Well, you know, in New York State, David, the way that people get to a higher office is there's an assumption that if you're in a particular place, you're next up. Eric Schneiderman has been the Attorney General. He's done some good things, but this is huge for Schneiderman. And if it turns out that one can make the case that they knew about this all along, that they did nothing about it, that they didn't tell their stockholders, I don't think it's exactly the same as the smoking story of years ago, but I do think it's huge. He's getting international headlines for it. Exxon, of course, has had its ups and downs, and this doesn't help them at all. So as the story progresses, Schneiderman, I think, becomes the huge political beneficiary, as well as the fact that he's probably got something here that needs to be told.
From good headlines for a politician to bad headlines for a former state assembly speaker. The headline in the Times today, as the trial for Sheldon Silver goes on, says witness in Silver trial reveals greed posing as altruism.
Well, of that, I have no doubt. And I have to tell you that my respect for Preet Bharara couldn't be higher. He has moved the bar. Nevertheless, what we have said all along is you got to have a piece of tape that says, hey, I'll do this for you if you do this for me. They don't have that. There's just, quote, an understanding. And that's the way that Albany has always worked. That's where the mire and the corruption, everything else goes on. It is an understanding. The really stupid ones, David, are those who make those agreements on a piece of tape. You know, it's not necessary. It's as Plunkett of Tammany Hall said so many years ago. You know, there's honest graft and there's dishonest graft. Some of these guys are so stupid that they commit the unpardonable sin of making these illicit agreements when they don't have to. It's all understood.
Major editorial in the New York Times today. We talked about Mexico and the court moving in favor of the legalization of marijuana. The Times says the push for legalization spreads and advance in Mexico, and a changed promise for Canada should be followed by more sensible drug policy in the U.S. Laws that ban growing, distribution, and possession of marijuana have caused tremendous damage to society, with billions spent on imprisoning people for violating pointless, harsh laws.
Well, of course, that's right. I mean, you know, putting people in jail for the United States puts more people in jail than anybody else for cannabis possession and other things. They're just stupid. Nevertheless, I've been thinking about this a lot, and I think with Mexico doing what it's doing and going towards, obviously, legality in Colorado, I don't think we can have any question that we're going back towards the Stone Age.
For those eating their breakfast right now, it may be a source of energy later. A very interesting Canadian study, Alan, that says $13 billion in resources, energy that is, are squandered as the world wastes the value of human dung.
Oh, there's no question. Look, we're going there. Millions and millions and billions of people do not use toilets, first of all. Second of all, that methane is incredibly important towards solving the world's fuel problems, as well as you make sure that that stuff is clean and then you burn it. And by the way, we don't really, really know what the results of that will be. There are always what we call unintended consequences.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Happy breakfast and happy weekend.
Same to you, David.